Symbolic Logic by Lewis Carroll. Chapter 2. Representation of Propositions in Terms of X and M, or of Y and M. Section 1. Representation of Propositions of Existence in Terms of X and M, or of Y and M. Let us take first the proposition, some XM exist. Note that the full meaning of this proposition is, some existing things are XM things. This tells us that there is at least one thing in the inner portion of the north half, that is, that this compartment is occupied, and this we can evidently represent by placing a red counter on the partition which divides it. In the books example, this proposition would mean, some old bound books exist, or there are some old bound books. Similarly, we may represent the seven similar propositions. Some XM prime exist, some X prime M exist, some X prime M prime exist, some YM exist, some YM prime exist, some Y prime M exist, and some Y prime M prime exist. Let us take next the proposition, no XM exist. This tells us that there is nothing in the inner portion of the north half, that is, that this compartment is empty, and this we can represent by placing two gray counters in it, one in each cell. Similarly, we may represent the seven similar propositions in terms of X and M, or of Y and M, namely, no XM prime exist, no X prime M exist, and so forth. These 16 propositions of existence are the only ones that we shall have to represent on this diagram. Section 2. Representation of propositions of relation in terms of X and M, or of Y and M. Let us take first the pair of converse propositions, sum XRM equals sum MRX. We know that each of these is equivalent to the proposition of existence, sum XM exist, which we already know how to represent. Similarly, for the seven similar pairs in terms of X and M, or of Y and M, let us take next the pair of converse propositions, no XRM equals no MRX. We know that each of these is equivalent to the proposition of existence, no XM exist, which we already know how to represent. Similarly, for the seven similar pairs in terms of X and M, or of Y and M, let us take next the proposition, all XRM. We know that this is a double proposition and equivalent to the two propositions, some XRM and no XRM prime, each of which we already know how to represent. Similarly, for the 15 similar propositions in terms of X and M, or of Y and M. These 32 propositions of relation are the only ones that we shall have to represent on this diagram. The reader should now get his genial friend to question him on the following four tables. The victim should have nothing before him but a blank triliteral diagram, a red counter, and two gray ones with which he is to represent the various propositions named by the inquisitor. That is, no Y prime RM, some XM prime exist, and so on and so forth. Editorial note. There follows in the text, Table 5. The listener is referred to the accompanying textual version of this same article, which appears on the FCIT website. The same is true for Tables 6, 7, and 8, which follow. The end of Chapter 2, read by Rick Kistner for Lit2Go on the web at fcit.usf.edu.